Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Yud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, and we are in the middle of a sugya, and the Gemara asks that since in general a pruta is considered something of value and can be used as a kinyan, so Lagabi Kedushin, why would Beis Shammai require a man to give a dino, a shavadina, to a woman in order to be Makadishar? And we saw two different reasons. Number one, Reb Zera stated that in the Chanami, if Rachel is Pasha Yad Vekibla and accepts a pruta from Reuven, then even Beis Shammai agrees that it is a valid Kedushin Midraisa, but if Reuven is being Makadish Rachel with Kesef at night and she couldn't see how much he is giving her, or if she sends a shliach to be makabel kedusha for her, then as Reb Zeira stated, ishi makpedes al atzma and mistama in miskadeshes with pachs medina. And as we mentioned, that Rashi and Tesis are chaylik as to what the din would be if Reuven gave a dina to a shliach of a woman who is chashiv and generally wouldn't accept less than 3 kav of din rizav as her kesef kedushin, if it would be a valid kedushin as Tesis states or as Rashi states, there would not be a valid kedushin. And number two, the Gemara then brought another reason why Beis Shammai holds that there is a requirement for a dina by kedushin, and this is based on the klal of Reb Asi that any time the Torah discusses kesef, it refers to actual silver currency, and since the pruta is made from the chayshes, so the Torah can't be teaching us that kedushin can be done with the pruta. And once we see that you can't use the pruta for kedushin, so as we will see shortly, that although the smallest silver currency is a mar kesef, but we see that the Torah required a davar chashiv, and therefore there is a requirement to be mekadesh a woman with a dinar. And number one, even though the Gemara actually asks 4 different questions on Reb Asi, and ultimately from this din that Beis Shammai stated in the Mishnah, we actually brought a raya that this couldn't be the actual general rule that Reb Asi actually stated. However, at least Lefi Beis Shammai, there is no Percha, and this can still be Pshat and Beis Shammai, who requires a dina for Kedushin. And number two, according to this Teretz, if Reuven would give a Pruta directly to Rachel, and she would be Pashtu Yad V'Kibla, then although, as we mentioned, Lefi the first Teretz of the Gemara, and Lefi Reb Zera, it would be a valid Kedushin. However, Lefi the Gemara's second Teretz, it would not be a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara now continues and brings a third explanation as to Pshat and Beis Shammai, that it requires is a man to give a dino or shav a dino to a woman in order to be makadisha. And Rav Shimon ben Lakish Shemeh and Reish Lakish states that the reason for Beis Shammai is based on Chizkiyah. And keep in mind that as the Gemara will discuss on the Afid Bezim and Alav, that even though at this point the Gemara will actually bring a raya, when an adon acquires an Eved Ivri or an Amir Ria, in order to be kino the Eved Ivri or the Amir Ria with Kesef, he has to use a dino or shav a Kesef. We will also apply this din to Kesef Gedushin, and just like an Amir Ria and Eved Ivri has to use a dino or shav a Dino, therefore Beis Shammai holds that the same din applies b'negei kesef kedushin, that the only way to be mekadesh a woman is by using a dino or a shav a dino. And before we continue, let's just explain the din of Amar Avriya, as the pasuk says in Pashat Mishpatim, Imra be'ini adinah shelo ya'odo v'hefta la'am nachri lo yimshil machri b'vigdaba. And we know when a man buys an Amar Avriya, the din is that he could either marry her himself or he could give it to her son in marriage, and the original kesef that he gave in order to acquire the Amar Avriya will go towards the kesef kedushin of this woman. The pasuk teaches us that if a man doesn't do yid and he doesn't have his son do yid with this woman, so the din is that this woman can redeem herself and can go out free through a concept called Geroyin Kesef. And the concept of Geroyin Kesef is quite simple, that if a man buys an Amavriya for $600, and we know that if an Amavriya doesn't become a Naira prior to 6 years, she would go out free after 6 years. So it turns out when Reuven bought this Amavriya, he actually was paying $100 per year for her services. Therefore, the Torah teaches us that if Rachel worked for Reuven for 2 years already, then if she wants to redeem herself, you should allow her to redeem herself, taking off a percentage of the original purchase price. And in this case, since she already worked 2 out of 6 years, you would take off $200, and all she would have to pay in order to redeem herself is $400. And our Gemara now continues and teaches us that Beis Shammai holds like this concept of Chizkiyah. The Amar Chizkiyah, as Chizkiyah taught us, that Amar Cross, since the Pasuk in the Gein Amar Avriya tells us the Hefta, and we learn out that the Torah is teaching us that the Adon himself should help her be paid to herself and should help her redeem herself by diminishing the value of her work product that she already worked for him. And in this case, she would only have to pay $400 v'yaitza, and then she'd be able to go out. And the Gemara now continues with its raya that it must be that when someone buys an amavriya using a vehicle of kesef, then you have to give at least a dina in order to acquire an amavriya, because as the Gemara says that iam b'shleim ediyav ladina hainim agarav v'azla apruta. So if it's true that in order to acquire an amavriya through kesef, you have to give her at least a dina, and therefore when she wants to redeem herself, it's possible that she'll be able to redeem herself for anything that's less than a dinar up to the point that it's a pruta, as the only way that someone could actually be kind to herself is only by giving at least a pruta. And therefore, any time that this woman wants to be paid to herself, she'll be able to give the adin a certain amount that's more than a pruta and less than the dinar, as they'll make a cheshbon based on how much time she already worked. They will subtract that from the original purchase price. However, Eliyam, do you have la pruta? If you're going to say that if a man wants to acquire an amavriya through kesef, he can even give give her a pruta, how would it ever be possible for Rachel to be paida herself by using grain kesef? If l'chayr mi pruta mi megara, there's no way to actually take away and subtract anything from the original pruta that Rachel or her father were paid in order for her to be an amaria. And therefore, Rish Lakish states that since we see that the only way to acquire an amaria by using kesef is by giving her a dinar, since as we will see on Dafyud Beis Amud Aleph, Beishame compares the din of kedusha isha, the kinyan kesef that's performed by an amaria, which ultimately will be used as a kesef kedushin if the odin or his child wants to do yield with her. And therefore, since we see that in order to acquire an amaria by using kesef, you have to give a dinar or a shavadina, therefore Beishame says that the same applies to kedusha isha, that in order for Reuven to be mekadosh Rachel by using kesef, he has to give her a dinar or a shavadina. The Gemara continues and asks that how can you prove from this din of Chizkiyah that it must be that when using kesef in order to acquire an amaria, they have to give her a dinar or a shavadina? But v'dil mahachi kam rachmana, maybe when the Torah says that this is a possibility of gerein kesef, this is what the Torah meant to say, that in the chanami, if someone wants to acquire an amaria by using kesef, they can use a pruta or shavu pruta. The Torah is teaching us that hechad yav lo dina, if there's a case where Reuven actually paid Rachel or her father a dina in order to acquire her as an amaria, then tigarat pruta, then you should go and do gerein kesef until you reach the pruta in order to help her to be paid herself from being an amaria. But hechad yav lo pruta lo tigar klal. But in the chanami, if originally when Reuven acquired the amaria, he only paid her pruta, then the concept of gerein kesef would not work at all, and Rachel would only be able to be paid herself by giving a pruta to Reuven. And in a chenami, it's possible that really, in order to acquire an amaria, it's possible to acquire even by using a pruta. And the Gemara continues that Dafyud Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara answers loisakadaitach, that you can't say this should be the actual klal as dumi yud, and it must be that the din of vehefta has to be similar to the din of yud, since the pasuk says asher lo yodav vehefta. Therefore, we see that the Torah is comparing the din of pidin and the din of yud, and we learn out my yud afgavdi bei miyayid bei loy miyayid, that even though b'negei yud, if the odin or his son wants to go and be makadosh this woman, he could do so, and if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to, and there's no chiv to go and do yud. But kol echad loy matzim miyayid loy avizvini zvini, and even so, if it's impossible to do yud, then the din is it would not be a valid mechira. And as Rashi states, ein avi rishay lemeichel krevim sheyasur lehem mishum ero, that a father cannot go and sell his daughter as an amaria to someone that's a karev and someone that's an ervatar, lefisha ein ani mikaimba hashaloi ado, as in that case it's impossible for them to do yud, and therefore the entire transaction would be batal. And therefore hachinami, we learn the same din but the gated din opinion that kolechad olim matzi migara leav izvini izvini, even though certainly there's no requirement to go and redeem yourself, but the mice of the din would be that the only way that a mechira of an amaria would be valid is if there's a possibility of doing karein kesef. But if you would pay a pruta, and therefore it's impossible to do grain kesef, it is exeris hakosev that the mechir would be batal and would not be a valid transaction. And therefore, clearly, since we see based on this hekesh that the only way that a amaria could be sold is if there's a possibility of doing yud, it must be that the Torah requires that in order to be koin on amaria by using a kinyan of kesef, you have to give a dinar shav kesef. And as Gemara now says, the kedusha ish le beishame nafkalu me amaria, and beishame in return learned the din of kedusha isha from an amaria, that ma amaria beputa le mekanya, that just like we just proved that in order to be koin on amaria, you can't give her a puta, as if so, it wouldn't be shaykh to the pasha of geroyin kesef, and therefore you must be koin on this amaria by using kesef that's more than a puta, and that must be a dina. And since the money that is given as a kesef kinyan by an amaria is going to be used for the kesef kedushin when you do kedushi yud, therefore Beishame also teaches us af isha b'puta le mekacha, also b'negei kedushi isha, the only way that kesef kedushin could work is if Reuven gives her more than a pruta. And the Gemara is, v'eim apagadino v'eim eshtei prutais, then in the chanami you certainly prove that an amaria cannot be acquired through using a pruta, as if so, you won't be able to be in the pasha of gerayin kesef. But who said that at this point you have to be cleaner an amaria through using a dino, as maybe you could be cleaner by giving a half a dino, or maybe even by giving two prutais, as then she would be in the pasha of gerayin kesef. And the Gemara states a svara that we mentioned a couple times before, and based on Rashi, kiven da fiktim in pruta ukma dino, that once we see that the Torah said that amaria cannot be nicknessed by using a pruta, so therefore it must be the Torah was makbid, they have to have a davar chashuv, and in order to be considered a davar chashuv, it has to be that Reuven is buying this amaria by giving her a dinar. And once we see b'negein amaria that the only way to buy her by using a kinyan kesef is by giving her a dinar, so the same thing would apply by kedusha isha, and that's why Beishamai says that in order for a man to acquire a woman by giving her kesef kedushin, he has to give her a dinar or a shavadina. And the Gemara continues and brings its fourth and final reason for Beishamai Beis Shammai hold that in order to acquire an Isha and to be Mekadosh a woman, you have to give her a Dina and Shava Dina. And Rava Omar, Rava states that really Midiraisa, you'd be able to give her a Puto or Shava Puto. But Hainu time in the Beis Shammai, Shaloi Bnei Yisrael Kefka, that when Rabbanim we said that we didn't want the daughter of Yisrael to feel like Kefka. And as Rashi says, Liknis Bedava Muet, and therefore Midrabbanim who the Kamri Law Beis Shammai, this Dina Beis Shammai, that in order to be Mekadosh a woman, you have to give her a Dina or a Shava Dina, that is only a Din Rabbanon. And even if Reuven would give Rachel a Pruta, it would not be a valid Kedushin, as Dafkin Rabbanon the Kedushin of Chus Medina, and Rabbanon said that if Reuven gave her a Pruta, it would not be a valid Kedushin. And as we mentioned before, that since when a person Mekadosh a woman, he says, Arei Mekudashis Li, Kedas Maish V'Yisrael, therefore the Rabbanon have the ability to say that this Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin, and she's not considered Ish Zish, and she wouldn't even need a get. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Ubeisila Imri Bepruta V'Shar Bepruta, Beisila argues on Beis Shammai and says, when Reuven wants to be Mekadosh Rachel by using Kesef, he only has to give a Pruta or a Shavar Pruta. And the Gemara begins, Savra Beisif Lameima Pruta Kaldu. Rabbi Yosef thought to say that when Beisila said that Kedushe Kesef has to be done with the Pruta, it doesn't mean that all Deiris is the same exact value of the Pruta, but as Rashi says, Kol Masha Deiris Mishadon Samat Beah, that as each generation sets the value of their Pruta, Pam Sha Pechsim, Pam Sha Mesifim Mishkolom, and in some generations the value of a Pruta will be more, and some generations the value of the Pruta will be less. And Amal Abaya, Abaya says Rabbi Yosef, Balok Tani, but the Mice in our Mishnah we learned that Kami Pruta, that how much is the value of Pruta, and the Mishnah stated, Echa Mishmoni B'si Talki, and it's Mashmoni, and all Deiris, the actual value of a Pruta is the same, and it'll be 1/8 of the value of a Isa Talki. And if a Pruta in that generation will devalue, and the Pruta will be valued at less than 1/8 of an Isa Talki, then if in that generation Reuven gives that Pruta to Rachel, it would not be a valid Kedushin. And Abaya continues, V'chitei Mahani Milu B'Deir Shemesha, and if you respond to me when the Mishnah says, Kami Pruta, Echa Mishmoni B'si Talki, it's giving us the value of a Pruta in the times and the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aval Hocha K'dechashvu L'Inchi, but nowadays, in every generation, we will evaluate a Pruta based on what the values of the Pruta during that generation. V'akiyas Rav Dimi Omar, but when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that Shir Rav Simoi B'Deirai, that Rav Simoi was Meshire in his generation, Kami Pruta, Echa Mishmoni B'si Talki, and Rashi explains, Maisa Balofanov, there was a story that came in front of Rav Simoi, B'Ishin Saskatchi B'Pruta, where Reuven was Mekadosh a woman with a Pruta, and since in those times the Pruta was less valuable than 1/8 of an Isa Talki, and therefore Rabbi Simoi passing that since Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel with a Pruta that was less valuable than the share of Ech Mishmoni B'Isa Talki, and even though Reuven gave Rachel the actual coin and the actual currency which at that time was called a Pruta, on the Meiser Rabbi Simoi was Mevatel the Kedushin, and he said that if Shimon would go and be Mekadosh Rachel, it would be a valid Kedushin, as Reuven's attempt to be Mekadosh Rachel was not valid at all. And when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he also stated that Rabbi Zistai, Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Ishiya, Shiru, Kama Vaputa, Echem Shisha B'Yisrael Talki, that the value of a Pruta is 1/6 of an Yisrael Talki. And even though certainly we see that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Dimi, who brought from Rabbi Simoi, and Ravin, who brought from Rabbi Zistai, Rabbi Yana, and Rabbi Ishiya, as to the value of a Pruta, but we see that that's a consistent value, and the only way that a person can be Mekadosh a woman is only by using either Pruta, which is 1/8 of an Yisrael Talki, or Pruta, which is 1/6 of an Isay Talki, according to other Mandamrim. And if a person uses the coin that's called a Pruta in his generation, and its value is either less than 1/8 of an Isay Talki, or 1/6 of an Isay Talki, then his attempt at Mimikadosh Rachel would not be valid at all. The Gemara continues, Amli Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef now comes to Uriah to his Shita, and he says the following to Abaya, that Ihachi, if you're correct, that the value of a Pruta will always remain stable, and will always remain consistent at 1/8 of an Isay Talki, if there is a coin called the Pruta which is less than 1/8 of an Isa Talki, it is not considered a valid Pruta b'negei dinei Torah. Uihachi hainu tanino, then how will you explain the following brisa, as the brisa is discussing a case of a person that was moyo b'hekdesh that is chayiv to bring a korban hashav mi'ilois, and we know that the din is that if someone is nenah min hekdesh, and even if he was only nenah for a Pruta's worth of value, he still has to bring hashav mi'ilois, and the value of the hashav mi'ilois has to be a minimum of 2 shkolim, or in the Gemara's term, shnei Sloim. The Brisa teaches us, a person should make a calculation as to how terrible it is to be Moel Behegdish, as even though a person was only Moel a Pruta's worth of Hegdish, he will have to bring a carbon, a Sham Me'ilah, that's going to be the value of 2 Sloim. As the Gemara states, Kama Pruta's B'Shnei Sloim, and how many Pruta's are in 2 Sloim? Yosem Alpayim, there are more than 2,000 Pruta's in 2 Sloim, and therefore we see the Chumrah of being Moel Behegdish. And Rabbi Yosef points out that from this Brisa we see that there are more than 2,000 prutas in two slayim, and therefore Rabbi Yosef is Abaye that if you're correct that the share of pruta always remains stable and it was always based on 1/8 of an isay talki, so Rabbi Yosef points out that hashtag payim loyavin, if we will use a cheshbin that a pruta has a stable value of 1/8 of an isay talki, then as we will prove in a moment, there are actually going to be only 1,536 prutas in two sela, or 768 prutas per sela, and therefore yesim al payim karlu. How could the Brisa state that we see the major avera being moil behegdish based on the fact that you bring a carbon that's valued at more than 2,000 prutas if there are not even 2,000 prutas in two slayim, and therefore Rabbi Yosef wants to prove that it must be that every generation the prutas would fluctuate, and in the time that this Brisa was spoken about, the prutas were less valuable, and therefore there were more than 2,000 prutas in shnei slayim, and we will come back to show the cheshbin that you find where there's two slayim that have a value of 1,536 prutas. But the Gemara continues, Amalahu Hausaba, so this elder person said to Rabbi Yosef, Anotinin la karv la payim, that lemaisa you have a mistake as to the gesa of this brisa, as the gesa that we have in this brisa taught us that even though a person was mel behegdish and he only had a putas worth of anah from hegdish, he would still have to bring a karban asham ilais, which is a shnei slayim. Shnei slayim has a value of almost 2,000 prutas. And of course, this works out based on the fact that a pruta would have a stable value and will always be 1/8 of an isa talki. But the Gemara is saif, alpha the chomish mei of a plus of a shisu udabin, and even if we will say that a pruta has a stable value of 1/8 of an isa talki, but the mice, if you make the cheshbon, which we will do in a moment, it actually comes out that shnei slayim is actually 1,536 prutas. Therefore, even according to the gersa of Ahu Saba, how could the Brisa say that the minimum cost of an asham ilais is almost 2,000 prutas if lemaisa it's only 1,536 prutas? And the Gemara answers, that's not fair, as kivin enough of glumin palga karv la payim karlei. Once it's already past 1,500 prutas, therefore we already rounded up to the nearest 1,000, and therefore it's proper for the Brisa to state that an asham ilais has a minimum share of almost 2,000 prutas. And Rashi explains to us the cheshbin that when you have two sela that actually equals up to 1,536 prutas, as Rashi says, shashsela dal dinrin, vadinrin chof dal isrin kilchamon, v'isa shmeine prutas lo'ilam, nimtzu kuf tzadik beis prutas bedina, v'ashmeine dinri shabashtei sloyim, o'ilam kolecha masayim prutas, kasa shmeine, hari ela v'tav kuf la midvav. And let's try to slow down this explanation and make the cheshbin using currency that we understand. So let's think of a pruta as a nickel. So if there are 8 prutas that make up an isa, so think of an isa as 40 cents. As in order to get an isa, you have to take 8 prutas, which are valued at 5 cents. So 8 times 5 equals 40 cents. And since 24 isa can be exchanged for a dinar, so think of a dinar as 24 isa times 40 cents, which equals $9.60, or 192 nickels, or 192 prutas. And since you can exchange 4 dinar for a seller, so think of a seller as $38.40. And of course, if you divide or you change a seller, which is $38.40, into prutas or into nickels, you will receive 768 nickels or 768 prutas. Since when someone is mail behegdish b'shoigeg, they have to bring an asham ilais, and the minimum price of that asham ilais is 2 kesef shkalim or 2 sela, so an asham ilais must cost at least 768 prutas times 2 or 1,536 prutas. And the Gemara continues, Gufo, we just learned before, ki as Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretzol, he said, shir ab simoy b'dayre kami pruta echem ishmein ab isi talki. Then when Rav Simoy had a shayla that came in front of him, when someone was mekadesh someone with a pruta that was less valuable than 1/8 of an isay talki, that Rav Simoy said that the only way that a pruta works for kedushin if it's at least valued at 1/8 of an isay talki, and therefore he said that that kedushin wasn't valid. V'chi asa Rav Noma, and Rav Noma came from Eretzol, he said that shir Rav Distoy, Rav Yana, Rav Eishia, kami pruta, what is considered the proper pruta midraisa, that is the stable value of a pruta, ech mishisha b'isay talki, 1/6 of an isay talki. So we have machlekes between Rav Dimi, who brought from Rav Simoy, and Ravin, who brought from Rav Distoy, Rav Yana, and Rav Eishia. The Gemara states, Amalei Abaye le Rav Dimi, so Abaye said to Rav Dimi, who holds that the shir of a pruta is ech mishmeinu b'isay talki, neima at Ravin, b'plukta d'hani tanoikam of Grisu, let us say that you and Ravin are being chalik in the same machlekes as the following tanoim. The tanoim of Rilta Braisa, pruta sh'amru chacham, the pruta the chacham mentioned, is ech mishmeinu b'isay talki. The Gemara now goes through the calculation as to how to figure out that a pruta is considered 1/8 of an isay talki. And the Braisa explains that sheish mar kasef is a dinar, that if you have 6 mar kasef, that is the same equivalent as a dinar, and mar, and the value of a mar is shnei punyonin, is the same value as 2 punyonin, and a punyon is shnei yisarin, is the same same value as two Isar, and an Isar is Shnei Musmisin, the same value as two Musmisin. Mismase is Shnei Kuntraken, that the value of a coin called Mismase is the same as two Kuntraken, and a Kuntrak is Shnei Prutais, and a Kuntrak has the same value as two Prutais. Nimsa Pruta Achas Mishmoinu B'Isai Talki, and therefore we see from this Braisa that a Pruta has the same value as 1/8 of an Isai Talki, as there are 8 Prutais in an Isar. And if you start from the smallest coins of this Cheshbin, it makes it much easier, as the Gemara makes a Cheshbin and makes a calculation that since when you have two Prutais, or as we call the Pruta a nickel, so two nickels are equivalent and can be exchanged for one Kuntraken, and it's considered like one dime. And then if you take two dimes or two Kuntraken, they can be exchanged for one Mismase or a 20-cent coin. And then if you take two Musmisen, which is 40 cents, that could be exchanged for one Isa, which based on a Cheshbin would be considered a 40-cent coin. So clearly one Isa, which is considered like 40 cents, is 8 times as large as a Pruta, which as we said, would be compared to our nickel or to our 5-cent coin. Therefore, of course, a Pruta, which is a 5-cent coin, is 1/8 the size of an Isar Talki, which is a 40-cent coin. And L'chayr would seem that the Shita of this Tanakama is like Rav Dimi and like the Shia of Rav Simoi that he said that his Pruta is Echa Mishmoinu B'Isar Talki. And the Braisa continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Shloisha Hadrosin Limar, Shnei Hansin Lahadris, Shnei Shimnin Lahanatz, Beis Prutas L'Shamin, Nimsa Pruta Achz Meshisha B'Isar Talki. Rashi explains that since the Tanakama already established in the first part of the Braisa that a Dina is certainly equivalent to 24 Isa, and therefore since a Dina is equivalent to 6 Ma, and a Ma is equivalent to 3 Adrosim, so every Dina can be exchanged for 6 Ma times 3 Adrosim, or 18 Adrosim. Since there are 2 Hansin in a Hadris, therefore if you have 18 Adrosim, it would be equivalent to 36 Hansin, and it would be the equivalent of 72 Shmeinin, since each Hanitz can be exchanged for 2 Shmeinin, and since each Shaman can be exchanged for 2 Prutais, so there are 144 Prutais in every Dina, and since you can exchange each Dina for 24 Isa, if you divide 144 Prutais by 24 Isa, so each Isa is equivalent to 6 Prutais, and a Pruta is therefore 1/6 of an Isa Italki. And by it, therefore, says to Rav Dimi, that L'chir, the Shita of Shimon Gamliel, in the Sefer this Braisa, seems to be exactly like the Shita of Ravin, who said that the story of Yanni and Rabbi Ishiya said that Kami Pruta Echa Mishisha B'Isa Italki, and as Gemara says, Leimu D'mar Omer K'Tanakama, let us say that you, Rav Dimi, hold like the Tanakama, that a Pruta is 1/8 of an Isa Italki, and Ravin D'Amar K'Rab Shimon Gamliel, and Ravin and all those Amrayim hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the value of a Pruta is 1/6 of an Isar Italki. And Amalais, or Rav Dimi, responded back to Abaya, Bein Didiu, Bein Ravin, Alibi the Tanakama, that really myself and Ravin agree to the Tanakama, as certainly even Ravin wants to be able to go like the Tanakama, since our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, states, V'kami Pruta Echa Mishmeinu B'Isar Italki, and therefore we want to make sure that Ravin could go Alibi the Hilchasa. And even though it seems that Ravin is actually going like the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he says that a Pruta is 1/6 of an Isar Italki, but like Kasha, it's not really Shver, as really Ravin could be going like the Tanakama. And Rav Dimi explained that both myself as well as Ravin agree that Pruta always stands at a consistent 192 dinar per every dinar. However, even though there was no fluctuation as to the value of a Pruta, but there was a fluctuation as to the value of the Isar Italki. And as Rav Dimi now explained that Ha the Yaki Suri, that when I brought down from Rav Simoi that Pruta is 1/8 of an Isar Italki, that was during a period of time where the Isar Italki was very valuable, and there were only 24 Isrin in every Dina, since there is a constant 192 Prutais in every Dina. So if you have 24 Isa, which equals 192 Dina, every Isa has the equivalent value of 8 Prutais, and therefore, of course, every single Pruta is 1/8 of an Isar Italki. However, as Rav Dimi continues, Hadizeli Suri, that when Ravin gave this Shir, and he said Rav Distoyin Rav Yanni Rav Isha stated that a Pruta is 1/6 of an Isar Italki, Einachinami, even he holds that a Dina has a value of 192 Prutais. However, in his day, there was a devaluation of the Isar, and he needed more Isrin in order to buy one dinar, and the equivalent of one dinar was actually 32 Isrin. Therefore, one dinar equals 32 Isrin, which equaled 192 Prutais. And if you divide 192 by 32, then it comes out that every single Isar equaled 6 Prutais. That's why they said that a Pruta was 1/6 of an Isar Italki. In the Chanami, Ravin agrees with the Tana of our Mishnah, the Prutas always had the same value, and it was always valued at 192 Prutais towards every dinar. The reason why Mishnah stated that it was 1/8 of an Isar Italki is because in the time of Mishnah, there were 24 Mar in every single dinar. Rav Dimi continues, Ha deyaki suri kum esra ba bezuzah, that in my days and in the time of Rav Simai, Isa was more valuable, and and therefore you only needed 24 Isar to make up of Dinah, Hadazel, and Kum Tlasim Betray in Bezuzah. However, in the time period that Ravin was discussing, that he brought down Rabbi Destoyan, Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Isha, that said, Kami Puta, Echemishisha be Isar Talki, that was because the Isar at that point was devalued, and you would have to exchange 36 Isar Talki for every single Dinah or every single Zuz. And the Gemara continues, Amishmuel, Shmuel teaches us, Kitchen Bitmara, if Ruvin was Makadish Rachel with using one date, Afilo Emi Kor Tmarim Bedina Mikudeshes, and even if a Kor of Tmarim, which is a huge amount of Tmarim, are worth a Dina, and therefore each date is worth less than a Shavar Putah, still Shmuel says that Rachel would be Mikudeshes, as Chashin and Shem Shavar Putah Madai, as we would have to be Chashish that maybe that the value of one date would be a Putah in Madai, and Rashi says, Claim the Bamakub Shein Tmarim Mitsuyin, in a place where dates are not generally found, and therefore since they're scarce, the value of a Tmarim was very expensive. And the Gemara now asks on Shmuel that how can you say that even if you mekadesh something with something that is not valuable, that we still would say that's mekudeshes, and we have to be chayshish shem shavu putah b'madai. But on our Mishnah we learned beisil im putah b'shavu putah. Beisil says in order to be able to be mekadesh a woman, you have to give her a putah or a shavu putah. And over here in the place where you gave her this money, it was not a shavu putah. And the Gemara answers like kasha habekudushi vade habekudushi sofik. In the chenamim beisil states that's a valid kedushin when you give a putah and shavu putah. He is teaching us when there is going to be kedushin vaday. And for example, if Reuven is mekadesh Rachel and then Shimon tries to be mekadesh Rachel, in that case we don't have to be choshish that maybe Shimon was mekadesh Rachel properly and it's not considered a kedushin at all. And certainly Reuven is only married to Rachel and there's no requirement for anyone to give a get in that case. However, habe kedushin sofik in the case of Shmuel, where Reuven was mekadesh Rachel with one date, but since there's a possibility that this date is valued at a shavu putah madai, so we consider Reuven's kedushin with Rachel as a sofik kedushin. The only way for Rachel to be able to go and get married to another person is only if Reuven gives a get to Rachel in order to take her away from the suffix. And Rashi points out that Beis Hillel is teaching us in the Mishnah that in order to make sure they have a Kedushin Vadai, either Reuven has to give Rachel an actual Putah or he has to give her something which is valued at a Putah in this location, and that way there won't be any suffix, and surely Reuven will be married to Rachel and Shimon's Kedushin will not be Chal. The Gemara continues, Ahu Gavra, the Akdish Bezavda the Erdi, there was a person who was Mekadesh a woman with a bundle of felt, Yosef Rav Shimon Bar Chiya Kamed Rav, and Rav Shimon Bar Chiya was sitting in front of Rav, the Kama'ayim Bar, and he was looking into the bundle of felt, he ispa Shavu Putah in, and if it was valued as Shavu Putah, then it would be a valid Kedushin, and he loy, and if he appraised that the value of the bundle of felt would not be valued as Shavu Putah, it would not be a valid Kedushin. The Gemara asks, if he lespa Shavu Putah loy, why would Rav Shimon Bar Chiya stated that if I found out that it wasn't Shavu Putah, then it would not be a valid Kedushin, but Shmuel said that we have to be chayish that maybe it's a suffer kedushin, as maybe these bundle of felts would be considered shavu putah in another location. And the Gemara answers, "Ein chenami lekasha habekedushin vade habekedushin suffik." What Rav Shimon Bar Chiya meant to say is that if we determine that the bundle of felt would be a valued at a shavu putah, then it would be a vade kedushin. And if in this location the bundle of felt is not worth a shavu putah, then it would only be a suffer kedushin. And the Gemara continues with another case: Ahu gavri da akdish ba'avdan de kuchla. Reuven was mekadesh Rachel by using a blue stone, and as Rashi says, Shaya Shacha, it was black marble, Doimel Kachoil. Yasser Rav Chista Vekamashayle, and Rav Chista was sitting and was evaluating, was appraising this blue stone. He ispe Shavu Putah in Eloi Loi, and if it would have a Shavu Putah, it would be a Kedushin, and if not, it would not be a Kedushin. And the Gemara asked the same question, be lespe Shavu Putah Loi, why would Rav Chista have said that if it is not considered Shavu Putah, then it would not be a valid Kedushin? From Mishmuel Chashina and Balacharia, according to Shmuel, we should be Chayshish for a Safa Kedushin, as maybe this blue stone is valued at a Shavu Putah in a different location. And the Gemara answers, Rav Chista loy savlei de Shmuel. Rav Chista doesn't hold of this din of Shmuel. And Taisus right away asked the Lachar, why didn't the Gemara answer as we answered beforehand? Habekdusha vaday, habekdusha sofik. Then when Rav Chista said that Yispe Shavu Putah in, it means that it would be a vada kedushin vi loy loy. And when Rav Chista said that if it's not a Shavu Putah, it would not be a valid kedushin, it doesn't mean it wouldn't be valid at all, and it would only be a sofik kedushin. And Lachar, why did the Gemara say that Rav Chista doesn't hold like Shmuel and doesn't hold that this is sofik kedushin? Lachar, the Gemara could have explained the words of Rav Chista exactly the same way that we explained the words of Rav Shimon Bar Chiya. And Taisus explains that the Gemara knew that it couldn't explain Rav Chista in this manner, as Lemaisa the case was where after Reuven gave this blue stone to Rachel, Reuven's brother Shimon went and gave an actual pruta to Rachel. He came to Rav Chista to find out who Rav Chista would say that Rachel is married to. And Rav Chista ultimately determined that this blue stone was not valued at a shavu pruta, and therefore he paskened that Rachel is definitely not married to Reuven, and therefore Shimon's kedushin with Rachel was a valid kedushin. Of course, if Rav Chista would have held that the kedushin of Reuven is a suffer kedushin, then l'chayrus, since Rachel is mekudeshes to Reuven, who is the brother of Shimon, it wouldn't have been possible for Rav Chisda to say that Rachel could remain married to Shimon, as misafik she wouldn't be able to be married to Shimon either. It's possibly Rachel is eshes achiv, as she potentially was originally married to Reuven. Therefore, by the fact that Rav Chisda said that Rachel could remain married to Shimon, it must be that Rav Chisda held that since this blue stone was not valued at a shor pruta in this location, therefore it was definitely not a valid kedushin. And the Gemara continues, Amar le'ime, after Rav Chisda paskin that this blue stone was not a shor pruta, and therefore Rachel was considered married to Shimon, so the mother of Reuven said to Rav Chisda, "Vahu yaima de kitcha have be shor pruta, that I know that on the day that Reuven was mekadesh Rachel with this blue stone, it was valued as shor pruta." Amalah, and Rav Chisda responded to, "Lav kol kaminech de asus la basra, that you don't have any nemanis to ask this woman on the second party, since Shimon went as mekadesh Rachel using a full-fledged pruta, therefore Rachel is considered fully married to Shimon, and we don't have to be chayshish for Reuven's kedushin at all." And the Gemara continues that Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and Rav Chisda continues, "Lav hainu de Yehudis de bisud Rav Chia, that this is similar to the story where Yehudis, who was the wife of Rav Chia, and they had multiple sets of twins, as Rashi brings Shaisiyah led us to Umum, that she gave birth to multiple sets of twins, the Amamar, as the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, Yehuda v'Chizki Achi and Pazi v'Tavi Achvasa, and as the Gemara says, the Havilei Tzaleida, and she had terrible labor pains, and Amrulei, and she said to her husband Rav Chia, Amrulei Aim, that my mother told me, Kalba Beich Avuch Kedusha Kizutras, that when you were younger, your father was Mekaba Kedusha for you, and therefore, really, you're Asa to Rav Chia, as you're really an Eishes Ish, Amrulei, and Rav Chia said to her, Lav Kal Kamine De'imech De'asrasa L'chalavai, your mother does not have Nemanis, and we won't believe your mother that your father was Mekaba Kedusha for you while you were Ktana. Similarly, over here, even though this mother is saying that by the time that the Kedushin happened, that this blue stone was valued as Shor Pruta, we still would not believe the mother, and the Kedushin is not considered a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara continues that although Rav Chisda said that we don't believe her mother, we are in Cheshish that maybe this blue stone was valued at a Pruta at the time of Kedushin, but Amalei Rabbanon Rav Chisda, Rabbanon said to Rav Chisda, Amai, why wouldn't it be Cheshish that maybe the Kedushin of Reuven was a valid Kedushin? Because Ikasadi Be'idis, as Lemaisa, there is a call that there are Edim in this place called Idis, and the and the rumor is that these Edom know that on that day the blue stone was valued at a Shor Pruta. And Rabbanan tell Rav Chisda, at least we should be chayshish for this call, and it should be a Safek Kedushin. And Rav Chisda responds that Hashtamir loy l'snao kamon, that l'maisa, these Edom are not in front of us at this moment, and therefore we don't have to be chayshish for these Edom, since Bezdin determined that this blue stone was not valued at a Shor Pruta, therefore we don't have to be chayshish for the Kedushin of Reuven at all. And Rav Chisda ends off, Lav Hayin Rav Chanina, that isn't this similar to the din of Rav Chanina, that Rav Chanina, as Rav Chanina stated, b'negiya another din, which we'll explain in a moment, a deb b'tzad Esther, that the Edom are in the north, v'tei asa, and you'll make her asa, and of course that will not be the case, and we will not consider this woman asa. And the din of Rav Chanina is brought in Masechtas Ksubis by the story of daughters of Shmuel that were captured, and when they came back from captivity, they brought them to the Beis Medrash of Rav Chanina, and each one of them testified in regard to themselves, that although it's true that I was captured, however, I was never mizana, and I am still tar, and therefore I'm still mutter to marry a kain. And Rav Chanina paskin that each one of them is neman based on a pesha asa hu apesha hita. And even though they were edim in the north that could have testified that they were captured and it would be mevatel the pesha asa, however Rav Chanina stated that we would disregard these edim and we would make and said that they are all mutter. And similarly, even though there is a call that there are edim that would testify that the blue stone was a shor pruta at the time of kedushin, we will disregard this call and we aren't chayshish for the kedushin of Reuven at all. And the Gemara continues that by Rav leisfir lehu lehad Rav Chisda, that even though Rav Chisda just said that this case is similar to the case of the case of Rav Chanina in Masechtas Ksubis, however, Abai and Rava disagree with Rav Chisda, and they say in Mekilu b'Shvuah d'Menav l'Nafsha Gabi Shavoi, that even though it's true Rav Chanina was Mekel b'Negei the daughters of Shmuel, that's because they were captured, and therefore they will make themselves disgusting in front of the captors in order to make sure that the captors are not mezana with them. In that case, Rav Chanina felt it makes sense that we should believe these daughters, as likely the captors never had beer with these daughters and were never mezana with them. However, from that case, it's not a good enough raya b'negeya the case of Rav Chisda, as Nekel Be'eshes Ish, do we think that in this case where Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel with a blue stone, and there's a suffix if maybe the blue stone was worth a Shor Pruta, and there's even a call that there are Edom b'Menis Yom that actually know that the blue stone was valued at a Shor Pruta at the time of Kedushin, and therefore it would have been a Vade Kedushin, so in this case, Zokta Bayim and Rava, in this case, we're not going to be comfortable to be makel by an Eishes Ish, and the din is that we have to be choshesh that maybe Reuven's kedushin was a valid kedushin. And the Gemara tells us, "Star mehi mishpacha besuro pashu rabbanimina," that there were leftover people from this mishpacha where there was a suffic kedushin with this blue stone in sura, and rabbanim was separated from them and wouldn't marry within that family. And v'lam mishum desvil l'dishmul, and the reason that they separated is not because they held like Shmuel. When Reuven is mekadosh Rachel, even with something which is less than a sharabuta, that we have to be choshesh for his kedushin because potentially it's valued at a sharabuta in a different location. Certainly, we don't pass like Shmuel, and we don't have to worry that in a different location this item is valued at a sharabuta. And since it's not valued at a sharabuta in this location, it's not considered a kedushin at all. And the Gemara explains that the reason why these rabbanim will perish from this mishpacha is elam mishum the sviru luka bayev rava. Then this case of Rav Chista, there was a call that there were edim b'medidas yom that knew that this blue stone was actually valued at a sharabuta in this location, because there was a call that there were edim that actually knew that this blue stone was considered a sharabuta in this location at the time that Reuven was mekadosh Rachel. Therefore, we had to be choshesh for Reuven's kedushin. That's why the rabbanim will perish from this mishpacha. The Gemara continues: How gavra da aktish b'shutisa da asa b'shuka? There was a person who was mekadosh a woman with a myrtle branch in the marketplace. Shesholcha Rav Acha bar Huna l'kamed Rav Yosef kahai gavna mai. So Rav Acha bar Huna sent a shayla to Rav Yosef that what would be the halacha in this case? Shalchlei, and Rav Yosef sent back to Rav Acha bar Huna nagde kurav. You should give him makas madis like Rav v'tzarach kita kishmul. Even though this myrtle branch is not valued at a sharputa in this location, but it could be a location in the world where this myrtle branch is valued at a sharputa, and therefore we should require Reuven to give a get based on the din of Shmuel. And the Gemara explains, why is it that Rav Yosef said that you should give him makas madis like Rav? And the Gemara explains, the Rav magid al the mekadosh b'shuka, that Rav used to give makas madis for someone that would be mekadosh a woman in the marketplace, as that was a chasar in its tzias, and it was considered pritas for the mekadosh b'bia. And Rav would also give makas madis for someone that was mekadosh a woman using bia, for the mekadosh b'lei shaduchei, and also someone was mekadosh a woman without having shaduchim, without discussing various aspects of their marriage and of their future life, for the mevatel gita. And Rav would also give makas madis to a person who would send a get to his wife using a shliach, and then he would decide he doesn't want to give a get, and he'd run after the shliach and be mevatel the get. But lemaisa, at this point, the shliach already had the get, and potentially the shliach would go and give this get to Rachel, and Rachel would think that she's divorced and get married based on this get, and really there was a bitl of this get, and therefore Rav gave makas madis in such a situation. The Gemara continues about the masamay da gita. Rashi explains going to get him usha be yisrael the moitzi laza banel. For example, if Bezin was forcing Reuven to give a get to his wife Rachel, if Reuven would go and tell people that you should know I'm being forced to give this get, and it would give it such a meidah, then Rav would give makas madis to Reuven, even though the maisa get that was forced is a valid get, but people will start talking and saying that really Reuven's get was not considered a valid get, and therefore if Rachel got married and had other children, they'll start claiming that Rachel's new children are mamzerim. The geis of Agamor is val the mitzar shluch rabbanon val the cholo sham te levoit plus in yamin, and the Bach has a geis which is similar val the pokin neger shluch rabbanon val the shoy sham te plus in yamin v'loy asa v'tavi sham te. The Gemara teaches us that Rav would also give makas madis for a person whom a shliach bezdin would come to and tell him that bezdin wants him to come to a din Torah. Instead of listening to shliach bezdin, the person gets up and beats the shliach bezdin. In addition, Rav would give makas madis if someone was put in chayrim by bezdin and 30 day passes and he doesn't come to bezdin in order to ask bezdin to take off the chayrim, as it shows a disregard of bezdin and it's a chuspah to the covet of bezdin, and therefore Rav would give this person makas madis. Finally, the Gemara teaches val chasad daya be chamur, that there's a son-in-law that lives by his mother-in-law's house, as Rashi says shemi yikoshuba, as we are concerned that the son-in-law will be mezana with his mother-in-law. And Rashi tells us that generally a mother-in-law loves their son-in-law. Mamar, the Gemara states him sachem havizar beishtecha mechasna rishain, and the Gemara continues as medayik from the lashon of Rav to daya in that the only time that Rav would give a son-in-law makas madis is if the son-in-law lived in the same house as his mother-in-law for his man kavua b'chol floy. But if he only lived there for a short period of time, that wouldn't be a problem. But the Gemara is v'hu chasna the cholof abavet bechamuv and nagra rosheshes, that it was a case where a son-in-law was living b'ifin roy in the house of his mother-in-law, even though it wasn't b'ifin kavua. Rav Sheshes still administered makas madis to the son-in-law, and the Gemara answers who made them have a diamond chamsimine. In that case, there was already smoke and there was already a relationship between the son-in-law and the mother-in-law. And Rashi says chashtu memenu loshen dumo bastumo, and therefore Rav Sheshes gave him makas madis. And the Gemara continues that dar amri b'kul loy mingad Rav. Then all these cases, Rav did not give makas madis el the mekadosh b'bia b'loy shaduchai, except for a case where so was mekadosh a woman using the method of bia, and in addition he did so without without having some sort of a document where he agreed to marry her. The Ikadamri, and some say that even if there was an agreement to get married, Rav still gave Makis Madis someone who's Makadish a woman using the method of Bia, Mishum Pritzutza, because that's considered a major Pritzus. And Taisis explains Mishum Pritzutza, Mefarash Rav Inotam, the Hainu Pritzutza, Levisha Tzarech, Oye Eide Bia, Eide Yichud, Vidav Mechuish, Maimed Eidem Akach, and it's a disgusting thing that you'll have to have Eidem watching a person have Bia, or even having Yichud. And Taisis, who asked from a Gemara Mesechtes Yevamos on this Pshat of Rav Inotam, because of this question, Taisis brings down another Pshat in our Gemara from the Ri. Also, Ayin and Taisis, Diba Maskel, Bekul, Loi Magad Rav, that Taisis says, Al Zeh Soim Chah Chassanah Bezman Zeh, Shadarim Beis Chamaisim, that that's the reason why Chassanim nowadays live together with their wives in the house of the mother-in-law. Taisis adds in that even according to the Mandama that stated that a person should not live in the house of the mother-in-law, however, nowadays, the reason why a person would live in the home of the mother-in-law is Bishvil Taisis and Noah, Shadarim Beis Chiris, Bebayis, Tiyay Shechach, Shein Darim, Bishvil Chamaisim, El Bishvil Shah Taiva, Yishois Lehem. And since a person that lives in the home of his mother-in-law doesn't have to pay rent, and there are other benefits that he receives by living in the home of his mother-in-law, therefore, in that scenario, or in any scenario where we could explain why this couple is living together with their mother-in-law, then it would be fine. Even according to the first Lashon of Rav, Rav would have not given Makis Madis in these scenarios, Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.